Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Yud, and we are 17 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Tes Amid Beis, the two dots, v'shoysen abuvra. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Shlomo ben Sara Aliza, Moshe Chaim ben Bela, Avram ben Gittel, Yitzchak Elio ben Chaya Sara, Avram Kadesh ben Malka Bela, Avram Yekasil ben Gittel, Chana Gittel bas Brindel, Rufal Chaim Shar Yashuv ben Baba Chaya Rivka, Yehuda Leib Chizkiyo ben Basya, Chaim ben Yom Mordechai ben Ida, Chizkiyo Shloim Ziskim ben Nechama, Yosef Tzvi ben Chana Henela, Yerachmiel Tzvi Moshe ben Chana, Harav Chaim Doiv ben Kreindel, Yael bas Bela, Shoshana Tova bas Esther, Michal Shoshana bas Tova ad Asa, and Chavez Serol bas Chana Freida. Today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilui Nishmas, Yechiel Yosef ben Tzvi Betzalel, Shloim Mezev ben Avram, Yitzchak Label Yehuda, Shraga ben Avram, Mordechai Ziskin ben Meir Ochanan, and Baruch Tzvi ben Ephraim Zalman Halevi. So we're continuing to discuss things that we know very little about, and that is Inyanim of Refuah on Shabbos. The Mishnah said there's some things you are allowed to eat and drink on Shabbos, L'refuah. There's some things you're not allowed to eat and drink on Shabbos, L'refuah. The Mishnah gave us a klal that's helpful, and that is kol ha'oichlim oichal adam l'refuah v'chol ha'mashkin shoysa. So that even though there is an iser for a person to engage in inyanei refuah on Shabbos, but at the same time, if we're dealing with an oichal or a mashka, that's something that would be okay, such as chicken soup, for example, or anything else that's healthy, even though you're doing it because of refuah. But if it's not something that's exclusively used as refuah, that's something that would be okay. Why is there an iser to take refuah on Shabbos? If someone takes medicine on Shabbos, he's not violating any isurim per se. The reason is the Chachamim made a gzeira. They were worried that if you would take prepared medication on Shabbos, you may go and prepare the medication on Shabbos. And once upon a time, preparing medication on Shabbos involved melachos d'oraisa, specifically toichen. And the Chachamim were worried about shchikas samimonim, and it's for that reason the Chachamim instituted a takana that said that a person is not allowed to engage in inyanei refuah on Shabbos. Now, of course, you have to read the fine print. If someone's a chayla sheyesh by sakana, you do anything you have to do. Even a chayla sheim by sakana, al yedei amir la'akum, shvus to shvus, would be mutter. So there are hechitimtzos, of course, and ask your local rabbi, as it relates to inyanei refuah on Shabbos. But from a very high level, there's a siman in Shulchan Aruch, a very comprehensive siman, or a chayim siman, shin chav ches, that discusses this very basic principle of inyanei refuah b'Shabbos. Either way, the Gemara is going to get involved in different things that were considered dvarim shel refuah on Shabbos. Almost everything we're going to learn now is hard to fully comprehend because we live in a different world. Stating that, we'll do what we do, and then we'll speak out a little bit of raid at the end of the daf. Zok de Gemara, v'shoysin abuvra. The Mishnah said that you're allowed to drink this abuvra on Shabbos. My abuvra, what is this? Chumtaria. My chumtaria, says the Gemara, chutra yechida. It's a branch, or it's a tree that doesn't have any branches. My Avdile, what was this used for? Why would somebody want to drink it? The Mishnah says you're allowed to drink it on Shabbos, l'refua. Obviously, there'd be some interest in drinking it. So the Gemara says, l'giluya. It's actually considered a refua for someone that drinks water or any other mashka that was left uncovered overnight. An idea that is expressed throughout Shas, and that is, once upon a time, it was considered dangerous for a person to drink mashkin that was left uncovered. The reason is because once upon a time, nechashim were mitzuyin, and there was a concern that maybe the nechash took a taste out of this drink, it deposited a little bit of its venom, and as a result, by drinking this, it could be very dangerous. So what happens if somebody drinks megulim? What's the antidote? What should you do? You drink this liquid. The Eloi says, the Gemara, if you don't have this, what should you do? You should bring 5 roses, and 5 cups of beer. And you should boil them together. And you should take a shear of an ampak. Rashi says that's a revius. And you should drink it. So what you should drink is this abuvra that comes from this tree that doesn't have any branches. 5 roses, boiled together with 5 cups of beer. A revius of that. That's going to protect you against Megulon. Even the Rav Achtavai Bar Ami, his mother of the Leila, who Gavro, once prepared this for a man. Now, the way she did it was a smaller recipe. She didn't take 5 roses with 5 cups of beer, but rather, Chad Kalila, she took 1 rose, Chad Kusa, the Shikra, 1 cup of beer, Shulka, she boiled it together, Veshkise, and she gave it to this person to drink, Veshagra Tanura, but she wasn't finished. Then she lit the oven,
ugrafte. She shoveled the coals out of the oven. She put a little chair. She put a brick inside the oven. Told this fellow to sit down. So he's sitting in this oven. It was very hot. And the poison, the venom that this person had consumed by drinking the megulim came out as a result of what he drank and as a result of the fact that he was sitting on the oven. Rav Avi says there's another refuah for someone that drank megulim. Rav Yosef the Chalva mi izachivarta, you should take a revius of milk from a white goat. Rav Yehuda said, laisi esrogi chalva, you should take a sweet asterisk, v'lechayke, you should make a hole in it, v'limalye dufsha, you should fill the hole with honey, v'loisva be milali denura, and you should put it inside an oven where they're burning coals, the lechli, and then you should eat. Rav Chanina had a different refuah for someone that drinks megulim. Meir aglayim b'nei abarim yoyim. What you should do is you should drink meir aglayim that's 40 days old. Says the Gemara. Now, barzino lizibur. How much are you supposed to drink? So really, as we're about to see, meir aglayim that's b'nei abarim yoyim is effective for different types of conditions. If somebody was bitten or stung by a barzina, a wasp. So what he should take is, he should take a barzina, that shear, revia, if the akrava. If somebody was bitten by a scorpion, he should take a revias. Palga riva legilu. If someone drank megulim, all he needs is a half a revias. Riva, and if someone takes a full revias, afilo l'kshaf and maglu. Not only is it good for these things, but it will even be good to deal with kish. Rabbi Yochanan said, anigroin is water where beets were boiled. Va'avangar, water that avanger was boiled in, vitiryaka ma'ailu the bain legilu bain lekshafin. They work for gilui and they work for kshafin. Either way, when you learn the sugyas in Mesechtes Avodah Zarah, you learn the sugyas of gilui, so you don't really encounter this. This is the rest of the story. Here we have all the refuahs for someone that already drank the megulim. He thinks that he may have a little bit of a poison inside him from the snake that may have deposited his eris, precisely what the Chachamim were worried about. So this is the refuah. If somebody swallows a snake, what should he do? He should eat hops with salt, the lirat etlas amile, and then you should run 3 mil. Rav Simi Bar Ashi Chazal Ugarav. Simi Bar Ashi once saw a person, the balachivya, he swallowed a snake. It'd be like kiparasha. So what he did was he dressed up like a farasha, someone that rides a horse. Oichle kishuza b'milcha, he gave him the haps with salt, varate kame etlas amile, and he told him, run after me. And they ran 3 mil, but nothing mean a gooby gooby, and the snake started coming out in chunks and pieces. Ikidamri, some have a different version of the story. Rav Simi Bar Ashi balachivya. Rav Simi Bar Ashi himself was the one that swallowed the snake. Yo, Navi came. It'd be like Farasha. And he appeared to him like this person that rides a horse. He told him to eat haps with salt. He ran in front of him 3 mil. The Nafik made a goovy goovy. And again, the snake came out. If someone was bitten by a snake, little more common. He didn't eat a snake, but rather he was bitten by a snake. Lacey ubra de chamara chevarta. He should take the fetus of a white donkey. Velikre, he should tear it. Velois v'ilave, and he should put it on the wound. He should put it on the bite. V'hanimidlo yishtachach trev. He has to make sure that this donkey is not a treifa, because if the donkey's a treifa, it's not going to work. So on that note, the Gemara tells a story. Hu bar kosho de pumpadisa. There was an officer in Pumpadisa, Rashi says, the Yisrael Hoya, he was a Yid. The Tarki Chivya, he was bitten by a snake. Havatlesa Chamori Chivarta Pumpadisa. There were 13 white donkeys in Pumpadisa. Karino Lukulu. So he was an important person. He had some power. So he confiscated all the donkeys and he started shechting them. The problem is, the Ishtakhu Trefa, they were all Trefas. I don't know if he was looking at the Sirchis, if he needed glad bis Yosef, but out of 13 donkeys, he couldn't find one that wasn't a treifa. So the Gemara says, "Havoi chada bahu gisa the Pumpadisa." There was one on the other side of Pumpadisa, and Ada Ozli Maisa, until he finally got a chance to get the Achleyari, was eaten up by a lion. So this person was really considered shaloi kederech hateva, that most of, for all these animals ended up being treifas. The assumption is roiv animals are not treifas. That's why you could drink milk, even though the chalav of a treifa is not kosher. But when you milk a cow, you assume roiv animals are not treifas. So here, all of a sudden, 13 donkeys and they were all treifas. It's very rare. So the Gemara says, "Amulu Abaya said, 'Dum lechivi the rabbanon tarki.' Could be he wasn't just bitten by any snake, but it could be the snake that he was bitten was the snake of the rabbanon, the lesla asusa. And for that, there's no refuah. The pasuk says, 'Upoyretz geder.'" Yishachenu nachash. If someone's pirates get, if someone violates the Rabbanon, he makes light of a takonas chachamim, Yishachenu nachash. This is the nachash that bit him. Not the nachash, the physical nachash, but it was the pirates get, Yishachenu nachash, and that's why there was no refu. Everything that he tried to do didn't work out. Amr leh, so they told Abaye in Rebbe, yes, Rebbe, that is correct. Dechinoch nafshi derab, because when Rav passed away, Gozer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna made the following takana. The leka, the limte, osa, the gidmi, the behilu, betavlo. They toned down weddings after the patira of Rav. So much so, they said that no one's allowed to go to a wedding with an asa, that's a hadas of Dalit Minim fame, the gidmi, and you can't go with the branches of a palm tree. Even to a wedding, this is not something you're allowed to do. V'azal iyu, and he went, amti asa, the gidmi, the behilu, the betavlo. He did it, and he brought bells with it. Tarki Chivya, he was bitten by a snake, umes, and he ended up dying. So the Gemara says that after Rav was nifter, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Bisna instituted this mourning. He said that even at weddings, that's a time that people are usually marbet besimcha, but even at a wedding, he felt you should be mamayit besimcha. What was the miut of simcha? We're going to tone it down a little bit. They made a takana, quote unquote. There's no adasim, and there's no branches of palm trees. Now, how long did this takana go into effect? Rashi says it went into effect for a year. So for an entire year after the Patir of Rav, you just see who Rav was. We spoke about Rav 2 days ago, the godless of Rav and Rabban Shal Kol B'nei Agoylo. So the entire Jewish nation mourned Rav, that literally a wedding for a full year, Yud Beis Chodesh of Avelos of Rav. Either way, that's the rest of this story. If someone has a snake that's wrapped around him and he's trying to get the snake off of him because it's dangerous, what he should do is he should go into water, he should take a basket, flip it upside down, meaning the bottom of the basket should be facing up, and he should use the lid of the basket to try to move the snake off of him. The idea is to get the snake off of him, and not just that, get the snake to enter the basket. Once the snake is in the basket, throw the snake with the basket into the water, but listen, like Valese, you walk out and everything's gonna be good. If a person gets into a fight with a snake, the snake is angry at him, he's looking at him, and he knows he's in troubles. If he has a friend with him, so what he should do is, he should jump on top of his friend, and he should have his friend take him 4 amos. If he doesn't have a friend, Lishvar Nigra, he should jump over a ditch of water, meaning the snake is not gonna be able to jump over the water. You jump over the water, you'll be safe. If not, Lavin, across a river, if it's at night, then what you should do is you should take your bed and put it on top of 4 barrels. You should take your bed outside, meaning don't sleep inside, because if you sleep inside, doesn't matter how high you are, the snake may climb the walls. You should take 4 cats, and you should tie them to the 4 legs of the bed. You should bring twigs, and you should put them on the floor. And the reason is the chishama koili, like this, when the cats are going to hear the sound of the snake, they'll eat it. And then you won't be in trouble anymore. Hi, Mandarot Basrei. If somebody is running away from a snake, Lirit Bechalsa, you should try to go on sand. Sand is going to slow down the snake. And if it's going to slow down the snake, you're going to be fine. Zok Tigmar. Hi, Itza Dechaz Yechivya. If a woman sees a snake, or the snake sees the woman, and the woman is not sure, Iyahiv Daiti Ilava, Iloyahiv Daiti Ilava. If maybe the snake wants to be mishamish with this woman, Derech Ishus, and she's not sure. She's not sure if the snake is trying to get her or not. So to shalach money, she should remove her clothing. V'nishta kameh, she should throw it in front of the snake. Im mikrech bahu, if the snake is going to go into the clothing, da'it ilava, that's a sign he wants her, because he smells her through the clothing, and that's a sign that she's in trouble. Iloy, if he doesn't really care about the clothing, layov da'it ilaveh, then it means that she's okay, she has not maitakante. So what should she do in the event that she determined now that the snake is after her? So the Gemara says, Tashamish kame. What she should do is she should engage in tashmish in front of the snake. Igadamri, some said, Koshkin, the talk of Le'Yisra. To the contrary, you're going to incite the snake, you're going to be Ma'iriz Yetzahari even more. Elatishko mimazu mitofu. What should she do? She takes some of her hair, some of her nails, but tishtibe, she should throw it in front of him. Vetayman, she should say, Dishtinana, Amanida. The point is, she should try to make herself look repulsive in the eyes of the snake. That's the way she's going to be protected.
corrected. Hi, it's a da'il bechivya. The Gemara says, if there's a woman who has a snake that enters her, Rashi says, ba'oisim makoyim. So what should she do? Lifsa, she should separate her legs. V'lois ve'atar techavisa, she should sit on two barrels. V'laisi bisra shbeina, she should bring fatty meat. V'lishtei agumre, and she should grill the meat. V'laisi agona de tachle, she should also bring a basket of cress. V'chamre richzana, and wine that smells really good. V'lus ve'hasam, and she should put it all there. V'litshrukinu bahade hadadi, she should mix the wine together with the cress, and then she should take a pair of two sharp metal sticks. The objective of all this is to try to get the snake to smell the meat and the cress and the wine, and like this, the snake is going to go out. He's going to gravitate to the food, and as soon as the snake gravitates to the food, nothing for us. See, now you should go ahead and take the two sticks that you have and throw it into the fire. Because if you're not going to do that, how do you love it? Even though the snake exited the woman, but the snake eventually may be able to re-enter. Regardless, the Mishnah said, "Kol ha'oichlin." Anything that's food, you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. Anything that's a mashke, you're allowed to drink on Shabbos. I mean, even though refuah b'Shabbos is aser, but if something's not inherently a davar shel refuah, but rather it's an oichel, it's a mashke, it's something that people eat or drink, so then the halacha is that even if you're doing it for refuah, it's going to be mutter. So the Gemara says, "Kol ha'oichlin asuye mai." Whenever Chazal gave us a generalization, it was always la'asuye. Kol is l'rabbi. So what's kol ha'ichon coming to be? La'asuye t'chol ha'shinayim. It's coming to include if somebody eats the spleen of an animal, and the reason he did it was to cure his teeth. Or v'karshinim l'bnei me'ayin. Or he eats karshinim, that was a very typical meichel behema, and he does it to cure his intestines. So those things would be okay. Now what's the chiddush? The chiddush is because the t'chol is good for the shinayim, but it's not good for the Bnei Me'ayin. The Karshinim are good for the Bnei Me'ayin, but they're not good for the Shinayim. So is this considered a good food that people would eat or not? I mean, on the one hand, it's good for some things, it's not good for other things. That's the Chiddush. Kol ha'ichlin, you're allowed. Kol ha'mashkin, l'asuyeh mei. When the Mishnah said kol ha'mashkin, you're allowed, what was that coming to be? Marbat l'asuyeh meit slafim b'chaymes. It's coming to be marbat slaf of perakeitzad mevorchim fame. The capers that were soaked in vinegar. That's something people would drink, and it's something you would have thought maybe you can't drink on Shabbos. Kamashmo, and you're allowed to. Omele Ravina Lurava, Ravina asked Rava, Mount Lushis Me Raglayim Shabbos. Is someone allowed to drink Me Raglayim for refuah on Shabbos? Omele Satolun Tanina, it's a Mefurish Abraisa, Kola Mashkin Shoisa. You're allowed to drink a Mashko, Me Raglayim, Lashasa Inshi. People don't drink Me Raglayim, so it doesn't fall into a beverage that people typically drink. So if it doesn't fall into the Kol HaMashkin Shoisa, so that Allah says you wouldn't be allowed to drink it. The Mishnah said, Chutzmi made the Kol. So the Mishnah gave a rule and then an exception to the rule. What was the rule? Kol ha'oichlin oichel adam l'refuah. V'chol ha'mashkin shoysa chutz mimei dekolim v'kois ikarin. Those two things you're not allowed to eat, and those two things you're not allowed to drink. Zok the Gemara Tana, we learned to the Braisa, chutz mimei dekarim. So Braisa had a different gersa. Not chutz mimei dekolim, but rather chutz mimei dekarim. Dokar means to pierce. Says the Gemara, my mandatana made the karim, shein doikrim es amara. What does it mean? What does it pierce? It pierces the gallbladder. It pierced the gallbladder. It was considered a davar shel refuah. People would drink it, but it's an exception to the rule. It doesn't, it's one of the mashkin that you're not allowed to drink. Mandatana made the column. What is that? Sheyotzi means shtei dikli. This is a water that used to come from between two palm trees. Says the Gemara, what are these two palm trees? My made the column. I'm a rabbi bar Bruno. Tarti tloy ikabe marava. There are two types of palm trees in Eretz Yisrael. And there's a spring of water that comes from between them. If somebody drinks from that water, the first cup is going to cause him to loosen his bowels. The second one is going to cause him to actually go to the bathroom. By the time he drinks the third one, the water that's so clear that he drinks when he goes to the bathroom, it's going to come out equally as clear. The point is, made the column was considered good for a person to clear his bowels. I drank something that was even more powerful. Meaning, what was this made the column used for? To help someone go to the bathroom. So Ula said, I've had something that was even more powerful than that. And what is that? Babylonian beer. Says the Gemara, Uma'ili Minayu. And it's more powerful than this made the column. This is only if you haven't had this beer in 40 days. Meaning, if you drink the beer often, your body gets used to it. It doesn't have such an effect. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef had a different shot in what made the karim is. Zeisam HaMitzri. It's referring to Zeisam HaMitzri. This is also some type of beer, an Egyptian beer. What was it made up? What was the recipe? Tilsa Sari, a third of it barley. Tilsa Kurtami, a third saffron. And Tilsa Milcha, a third salt. Rabbi Papa had a slightly different version.
version of it. Rapapa, we know, was a Meicher Shechar. So Rapapa was a Gevir. He was Torah V'Gdula B'Makam Echad, and he earned his money selling beer. So Rapapa said, I'm going to tell you the recipe that I'm familiar with as it relates to this Egyptian beer. It's Tilsa Chiti. It's a third wheat. Tilsa Kudmi, a third seven. Tilsa Milcha, and a third salt. So what was the machlokes between Rabbi Yosef and Rapapa? Did you use sa'irim or did you use chitim? Rav Yosef said sa'irim, Rav Papa said chitim. V'simanich, a good way to remember who said what, is si-sone. Si-sone, samach-samach. Yosef, as in Rav Yosef, said sa'irim. It's really a sin, but in the Yeshem Lamikra, it sounds the same. So Rav Papa is the one that said chitim, and Rav Yosef is the one that said sa'irim. V'shasi lahu. Either way, when are you supposed to drink this? Bein divcho la'atzarto. It has to be between Pesach and Shavuos. Dikamid merapulei. If someone is suffering from constipation, he's having a difficult time going to the bathroom, merapulei, it's going to loosen his bowels. With the rafi, and if someone's bowels are too loose, kamitle, it's going to make it more solid. It's interesting. The Gemara says, when were you supposed to drink this? Bein divcho la'atzarto. Between Pesach and Shavuos. The truth is, we have a Gemara coming up on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis. Shmuel, as in the doctor Shmuel said, Kol Shakyani Ma'ailu Midivcha V'Adatzarta. He says all the different liquids, all the different Dvarim Shal Refuah that Chazal talked about, they work the best between Pesach and Shavuos. Here you have a Mefurish Gemara again, where the Gemara says, as it relates to this beer, which helps a person who's dealing with constipation, so what's the right time to drink it? It's being Divcha V'Adatzarta, at the very least, that's when it's the most potent. That's when it's going to work the best. The Chasam Sofer on that Gemara in Shabbos Tav Kuf Men Zayin Amid Beis says, which month is between Pesach and Shavuos? There's one complete month between Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach starts in Nisan, Shavuos is in Sivan. What's the one month in between? It's Iyar. Iyar, we know, is Rosh Hashanah. Rashi Tevis, Ani Hashem Roifecho. So the Chasam Sofer says that this Gemara of Bein Divcha La'atzarta that you find there in Kuf Mem Zayin Amid Beis, and here very briefly on Daf Kuf Yud Amid Aleph, this is a remez to what the Svarim bring, the Bnei Saschar, but the Svarim HaKadoshim say, Iyar is Ani Hashem Roifecho. That's the secret to Bein Divcha La'atzarta. V'kois Ikarim. The Mishnah said that a person is allowed to drink all mashkin, with the exception of Meid Dekolim, and Kois Shel Koishali Karin is also something you're not allowed to drink. And the reason is, because Koishali Karin was used for someone that was suffering from Yeroika, someone that's suffering from jaundice. Says the Gemara, my Koishali Karin, what exactly was this Koishali Karin? An Akar is Miloshan, someone that can't have children. And Akara is a woman that can't have children. So it sounds like Akara has something to do with what exactly this food is. Amar Rabbi Yechon said, Laisi Maskos, who's a Koima Alexandria? You have to bring sap from a tree in Alexandria, as in Alexandria of Mitzrayim. The sap has to weigh a zuz, umaskel zuz a gavya gila, and a zuz of alum, umaskel zuz a kurkuma rishka, and a zuz of kurkuma rishka, for the shchakir b'adi adadi, and you grind it all together. Lizava, now this works for two people. It was given to a zava. Azava is someone that has discharges. She's bleeding during the 11 days of the 7-11 of the 18 days of Anita. And one of the objectives of the Zava was, if she ever wanted to become tar, she had to figure out a way to stop bleeding. So they would give this to the Zava. And what they would give the Zava is Tlosa Bechamra. They would take all three of these ingredients that we just mentioned. They would mix it a wine for Loi Me'akra. She would drink it. And not only would she drink it, she didn't have to worry about ever becoming an Akara as a result of what she drank. Liyurei Kanov, somebody was suffering from Yerokin, from jaundice, train B'shechra, you would take two of the ingredients, you wouldn't mix it with wine, you would mix it with beer. But because you didn't have wine, Umi'akar, it would actually make this person sterile. It would cause the person to not be able to have children. Now we're going to learn a lot about this now, really almost till the end of the daf, and at the beginning of tomorrow's daf, the Gemara is going to ask Akasha that if it caused the person to not be able to have children, then how's a mutter to do that? A person is not allowed to castrate himself. It's an Issa da'iraitzach, uba'artzachem loisasu. It's Gemara Chagiga, and it's a Gemara coming up on Daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. But we'll see that in tomorrow's daf. But for now, the Gemara says that this Kois Ikarim was sometimes given to a Zava, it was sometimes given to someone that was suffering from Yerokin, depending on whether it was a Zava or someone suffering Yerokin, the ingredients were a little bit different, but there was a very important side effect that the person suffering from Yerokin had that the Zava didn't have. And that is, the one that was suffering from Yerokin was Mi'akir. The one that was a Zava, she was Loi Mi'akra, Zok de Gemara. So as it relates to a Zava, who's trying to cure her state of being a Zava, the Zava, Tlasa B'chamra, Loi Mi'akra, just
mentioned, that this is the l'chatchila thing to give her. You take those three ingredients that we mentioned earlier, you mix it together with wine, she gets it, that's going to stop her bleeding. Eloi, let's say that's not an option, she doesn't have this. So laisi, plosa, kefizi, shamki, parsoi. You should take three kefizis. Rashi says that's a kli that's machzik gimelugin of Persian onions. The nishlik bechamra, you should cook them with wine. The nashke, you should give it to the zova to drink. The neimala, and there's an amira also. You tell her, kum mizoyvech, stop having blood. The iloy, and if this is not an option, you should have her sit at a prosha jochim at a crossroads. We'll link with the kasa of the chamra biyada, and you should give her a cup of wine. The lazy inish meachari, then somebody should go from behind her. The livasai should scare her. The leimala, and should tell her, kum mizoyvech, stop being gazav. The iloy, laisi buni de kamuna, you should bring a fistful of cumin, ubunu de morika, and a fistful of saffron, ubunu de shavla lisa, and a fistful of fenugreek. The nishla bechamra, you should cook it all with wine. The nashke, and you should give it to the zavah to drink. Venebele, you should tell her, kum mizayvich. If that's not an option, you should bring 60 seals of a barrel. So the number 60 comes up in these gemaras. Ayin, soif, perik, klal, gadol. That whenever you're not sure how many times you're supposed to, or what the right proportions are, always think in terms of shishin, in terms of 60. Veleshafye, you should smear it on her. Velemele, and you should tell her, kum mizayvich. If that's not an option, laisi pashtina. You should bring pashtina. Velesha bechami, you should cook it with wine. Veleshafye, you should smear it on her. Velebele, you should say, kum mizayvich. If this is not an option, laisi charnuga de hiksa roi misa. You should bring charnuga of a remisa bush. Velikli, you should burn it. Velispa b'shachke de kisna b'kaita. And you should take its ashes. You just burnt this bush. So what you're doing is, you should take the ashes and put it in linen rags. That's if it's b'kaita in the summer. U'b'shachki da amar. And you should put it in rags of katin, or amar gufno, which is cotton, besifsa in the winter. Eloi, if that's not an option, lichri sheva biri, you should dig 7 holes. Velikli busha bishta yaldo da orla. And you should take a branch of an orla tree, and you should burn it in each one of these 7 holes. Velinka the kasa the chamri biyada, and then you should have her hold a cup of wine. Velukma meha, and she should stand up from one hole, velais viaha, and sit in the other hole. Velukma meha, and stand up in this hole, velais viaha, and stand down in the other hole. Velkol chad vachad, and each one of these 7 holes, lemela, you should tell her, kum mizai, Eloi. What if you can't do that? Laisis mida. You should bring very fine flour. Velischa mipalga litatoi. And you should smear it on the lower half of her body. Velemala, you should tell her, kum mizoyvich. Ve'iloi. There's many options here. Let's say that wasn't an option. Laisi beyasa den amisa. You should bring the egg of an ostrich. Velikli, you should burn it. Velispa b'shachki de kisna b'kaita. And you should take the ashes of the burnt ostrich egg. And you should put it in linen rags in the summer. U'b'shachki dama gufna b'sisfa. And in cotton rags in the winter. Eloi, if that's not an option, you should open up a barrel of wine just for her. With just opening up the wine, now Rashi said she has to drink it. If she's going to drink a lot of wine, that's going to cause her to stop being gazava. Eloi, and if that's not an option, you should take a barley grain that was found in the tzoya of a white mule. And she's supposed to hold it. If she holds it for one day, then she's going to stop bleeding for 2 days. If you knock the tray and she holds it for 2 days, paska tlasa yoimi. If you knock the tlasa yoimi, she holds it for 3 days, paska loyim, she never has to worry about. The reikana train, the shikra umeyakra. So we mentioned that if somebody has yirokoin, so this kois shalikarn works for him as well. So the kois shalikarn was given for someone that is a zava, and she can't stop herself from being a zava. So the first option was to take the 3 ingredients, mix it together with oil, with wine, she drinks it, she doesn't even become an akara. This was option A. There were many, many, many other remedies for it, but this was the first one that the Gemara mentioned. What about someone that has yirokoin? So if someone has yirokoin, don't take all 3 of those ingredients that were mentioned, the Alexandrian sap, the alum, and the saffron, but rather you take 2 of them, you don't mix it with wine, you mix it with beer, and that's why the person ended up becoming an akar, because by the zava, the fact that she had wine, it was something about the acidity of the wine that prevented her from becoming an akara. But if he's not mixing it with wine, because the recipe doesn't call for wine, to the contrary, it calls for beer, so he's going to have a problem, he's going to become an akar. Says the Gemara, the Eloi, let's say this is not an option, so what's plan B for the person
person that has yirokoin. So laisi reisha de shibuta de milcha. You should take the head of the shibuta fish, a salted one, the milcha v'lishlik b'shichra. You should cook it with beer v'lishlik, and you should drink it. If you don't have that, laisi munini de kamsi. You should bring liquids that come out of grasshoppers. V'ilekum munini de kamsi. You don't have that, laisi munini de nekiri. You should bring the liquids that come out of nekiri. Rashi says that's a certain type of bird. V'ilayolabe bani, and then you should take the person into a bathhouse. V'ilashafye, you should smear this juice that you just took either from the grasshopper or you took it from the bird. You should smear the person with it. And if you don't have a bathhouse, then just bring him to a hot place. The point of the bathhouse was it was a shvetz because there was a lot of heat there. So you should make him stand between an oven and a wall, and the heat together with the fact that he smeared with this juice, this is the refuah. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, if somebody wants to make this hot, it's like this, he's going to shvitz, he can chenu besadinoi. You should wrap him in a sheet, or even in his own sheet. Someone that has the yirokoin, who is lying and he's not feeling well, he's in a sheet, take that sheet, wrap him with it, get really good, it's going to cause him to sweat. Rav Acher bar Yosef chashbe. The Gemara says, Rav Acher bar Yosef had yirokoin. Over there, Rav Kahana performed the aforementioned refuah, itzi, and he had a refuah. He loises. What else? You don't have that. Loisi tlasa kafizi tamri parasiyasa. What you should do is you should bring three kafizis of Persian dates. Utlasa kafizi de kira dinish de rufi, and you should bring three kafizis of beeswax. Utlasa kafizi ahala toilano, and three kafizis of red aloe. For the shkulina b'shichra, you should cook it with beer. The lishna, you should drink. Let's say that doesn't work. Laisi ilo bar chamara. What you should do is you should bring the child of a donkey. Vilagalach mitziyasa de resha. And you should shave the middle of the person's head, and then you should take blood out of the baby donkey's head, put the blood on the shaved portion of the person's head, make sure it doesn't go near his eyes, shouldn't become blood. Let's say that's not an option. You should bring a ram's head that was pickled, you should cook it in beer, Philistine, you should drink it. V'iloi, let's see, that's not an option. Laisi dover achar chutrono. You should bring a dover achar, chazer, that has spots on it. V'likari, you should rip it open. V'lois v'alive, you should put it on the person's heart. V'iloi, so again, a lot of options for your rocking as well. So what should the person do if this is not an option? Laisi karti michab susa demeshri. You should bring leek that grew in a middle row. Ahu taya the chashbe. The Gemara says it was a taya, an Arab, that was suffering from yirokin. Amalei the ginoi. So he told the gardener, shkol glimoi, take my shirt, vahavli meshri the karsi. And I need a row of karti, leeks. I guess he knew this was a refuah. Yavle, so he gave it to Vahle, he ate it. Amalei. So the Arab told this gardener, oishlon glimich, will you lend me your shirt, the egni beikale, I want to sleep in it. So the Gemara says, Ikra, he wrapped himself in this shirt, Ganabe, he slept in it, Kadi chamim v'kam, but he got so hot, he schwitzed out the Iraqim, the nafa porta porta mine, that the cloak started falling into pieces. Either way, we'll stop here. Exhale. So just one ha'ara, as it relates to this daf. Again, this daf has a lot of things that, you know, are hard to understand. Not only are they not halacha lemaisa, but, you know, we've mentioned in the past, the Yamshel Shloimeh, there's a cherem hakadmoinim. Even if you wanted to try this, you can't try this at home. So it's not just that it's not advisable, but it's actually something that's aser. It's not even something that you're allowed to do if you wanted to do. But the underlying principle in the Gemara is very much the idea of refuah. Specifically, that refuah b'Shabbos is aser. It's aser mishum shechikas samamana, because once upon a time, people would literally make their medicine in their backyard. They would make it in their basement, in their garage. They made it at home. And because they made it at home, there was a concern that if you're going to allow someone to take a davar shel refuah on Shabbos, then what might happen is he may end up going and actually grind the herbs on Shabbos. And that, of course, involves the melacha d'iraisa. It involves the melacha of toichin. This morning, we spoke a little bit about refuah b'Shabbos, where the davar shel refuah is not a davar tivi, but rather where the davar shel refuah is a davar seguli. We spoke about it from the standpoint of someone that's not a real chayla, he's just not feeling well. We also spoke about it from the standpoint of a chayla sheyesh bo sakon. So I think it's kedai to just revisit the second part of this morning's ray, and that is a chayla sheyesh bo sakon. He's literally dying on his deathbed, and the doctors don't know anything medically and scientifically that they can do to try to help this person. But there is a davar siguli, something that doesn't necessarily work with derech hateva. The question is, that may be able to save this person's life. But it's Shabbos. Are you allowed to do a davar siguli on Shabbos to try to save a person's life? At the end of the day, he's a chayil sheyesh by sakana, v'chay behem v'lo sheyamus behem. There's nothing in the world that we don't do to try to save a Yiddish and a Shavu. So from that standpoint, of course you should do it. But then again, being that it's not something that works al pi derech hateva, it works by derech seguli, so maybe this is something that wouldn't be so okay. So this morning we mentioned a fascinating story that the Marsham brings in a tshuva in Chela Gimel, it's Simin Reish Chafei. He says, it's a maise shahaya kachaya that happened bi'ir meiladeti bezlotchev. There was a chayla she'esh by sakana, and there was people had heard that Reb Sholem Belza, the Sar Sholem, was in Brod, which was not far from Zlotchev. And this person's situation became so dire, they thought he wasn't going to make it through Shabbos. So the Dayan said that, I have an idea, what we should do is we should write a kvittel, and let's send the kvittel to the Belza Rebbe. It's like this, the Belza Rebbe will be able to daven for this person. Probably not allowed to write on Shabbos. So he had a guy go and write a kvittel, and he sent with the guy the kvittel, and this guy walks into to Brod on Shabbos, and he brings the kvittel to the Sar Sholem Mibels. And when the Sar Sholem saw it, he couldn't believe it. He said, Chil Shabbos, how could you do that? How could you send a kvittel, write a kvittel, and send a kvittel on Shabbos? There's something that's definitely awesome. The Rav in Brod was Reb Shlomo Kluger. And Reb Shlomo Kluger heard this, he was also so disappointed. Ad kedei kach that he sent a letter back to this Dayan, and he paskin that this Dayan is not a paskin shilas anymore. He disqualified it. But either way, the Marsham says that the Sar Sholem was so disappointed that maybe he caused Chil Shabbos. So he said, the only thing I can do is there's only one way out of this. The only way out is for me to go ahead and for me to daven and to make sure that we're payal Yeshua. Like this, if the person's going to have a Yeshua, you have nothing to worry about. And he says, V'chein havo. He says, I remember this was the story, Shenis Rapa, this person had a refuah. Sar Sholem had no choice. He had no choice. It was something that he had to be able to pull. But either way, Reb Shlomo Kluger and the Sar Sholem and the Marsham brings this over here in his Shuvah, they were not happy with this. They were very, very disturbed that Hayitochin, how is it okay for a person to go ahead and to be Mechalel Shabbos for a Chayla She'esh by Sakana, to go bring a telegram, a kvittel to the Rebbe, or be it the Sar Sholem, he bells for him to die? That's not something you're allowed to be Mechalel Shabbos for Dvarim Shal Refuah. To call out solid, that's something you're allowed to do. But to administer medication, you could do shchikas samamonim on Shabbos if it's for a chodesh yesh by sakana. But to have even a guy write and go out of a tchum and get involved in all these isurim, to have the Sar Sholem daven, that was something that he felt very, very strongly. I mean, they were very passionate about the Sar Sholem, Reb Shlomo Kluger, Marsham, about what an issue this would be. Truth is, we mentioned that it's not so poshut. It's not so poshut the position that Reb Shlomo Kluger and the Sar Sholem taught. In fact, the Achreinim bring that they had a Mesoira, the Chidah brings in one of his tshuvas, he had a Mesoira that Rabbeinu Peretz, the Rishon, once wrote a Kameya on Shabbos for a Chol HaShe'esh by Sakana. On Shabbos, he wrote a Kameya. Now, a Kameya is a Dover Shal Refuah that works B'derech Seguli. It doesn't work B'derech Tivi. And Afal Pikein, even though it's something that only works B'derech Seguli, Rabbeinu Peretz was Makris. So clearly, it's not so posh. So what's a Talion? So this morning, we mentioned a Tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, who said that L'chura, at first glance, it would seem that it should be totally in a Machloikis between Rashi and the Rambam in Masechtas Yuma Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there says if someone was bitten by a kelev shoita, so there was a minig, the doctors used to subscribe that the person eat the liver of this kelev shoita. And there was this kelev shoita. And there was machlokes, is it okay or is it not okay? What would be the reason it shouldn't be okay? This has nothing to do with Shabbos. But because a dog is a non-kosher animal, so if it's a non-kosher animal, based on that, it shouldn't be okay. L'mais, it's a machlokes, Ramasya ben Chorosh and the Chachamim. Ramasya ben Chorosh, one of the Tanoim said it's mutter. Chachamim said that it's aser. And there's machlokes, Rashi and the Rambam had to understand what the machlokes Tanoim was. Rashi says, the machlokes between Ramasya ben Chorosh and the Chachamim was, is this a real refuah or is this not a real refuah? Ramasi Mecharish was of the opinion that it's a refuah gemurah. The Chachamim were of the opinion it's not a refuah gemurah. In other words, they were arguing balabatish. Is it a refuah or is it not a refuah? The Rambam has a whole different shot. The Rambam says that the machlokes does it not work. Whatever the statistics were, they were. That wasn't what the machlokes was. The machlokes was way more fundamental. And the Rambam says, I'm going to teach you a klal gadol. And he says, achreyu v'do'eu. You have to make sure you remember this because it's very important. And that is, the machlokes was, if you're allowed to be over an iser d'oraisa for a chayla sheyesh by sakana, where the refu is not happening b'derech tivi, but rather where the refu is going to happen b'derech seguli. That's precisely what the shayla was. Ramasi Machari said mutter. He says, why not? What's the difference if it's b'derech tivi? It's b'derech seguli. Whereas the chachamim held that it's aser, because being that it's b'derech seguli, it's not going to be okay. So said it's a mach tzedek. It comes out they have machloikes Rashi and the Rambam. What pshan in the chachamim sheet in the Mishnah and Yuma? Pei Gimel Amar Aleph, that if someone was bitten by this kelev shayt, you're not allowed to give him the liver of a dog. It's not kosher, but he's a chalosh yesh by zakana. So it should be mutter. According to Rashi, the reason you can't do it is because it doesn't work. It's not a refuah gemura. According to Ram, maybe it does work. I have no idea. It's not a question of working or not work. It's because it's bederech segula. And the only time you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos is a bederech teva. But if it's bederech skuli, in that case, it's something that's not going to be okay. In other words, it comes out is that according to Rashi, even if though it's bederech skuli, no one's arguing that the liver of a dog doesn't heal a person, bederech tivi, it's bederech schuli. So if that's the case, Rashi still felt that had it been a refuah gemura, the chum would have been maskim to Ramasi Macharish. In other words, said that Tzemach Tzedek, l'chura, this shayla of being over an iser Torah for a chayla sheyesh by sakana, where the refuah is not happening naturally, but rather the refuah is happening bederech schuli, it would seem to be a machlokes. Rashi and the Rambam had to understand the Chachamim Shita and the Mishnah and Yuma Pei Gimel Amar Aleph, who argued with Rav Masya ben Charish. But this is all Ray that we spoke about already this morning. But Eimes Medrash Poloi Chiddush. It would seem at first glance, it would seem very, very tempting to say at first glance that the Yisoid of the Rambam Shita, the Rambam who holds that you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, you're not allowed to be over an Issa Torah, even for a Chodesh Yesh by Sakana, to the extent that the Refu is not going to happen in a natural way, it would seem that this is the Rambam L'Shitasa. Which Rambam Lishitasai? The Rambam who expresses an idea about Dvarim Segulim, Dvarim that don't work within the confines of science and Teva, again and again and again and again and again. And the truth is, the Rambam says it in so many places that it's not even, it's hard to know where to start from. Rambam says it in Yad Chazaka, he says it in his Perish HaMishnayis, he said it in his Meir Nevuchim, but I think the one comment that really encompasses the Rambam Shita more than anything else is the Bir Hagra in Yerudea Simin Kufayin test. The Mechaber over there says, Misha Noshchei Akrev, someone that was bitten by a scorpion, Mutal Lulchei Shalav, he's allowed to go to someone to recite an incantation for him on Shabbos. The Alpha Pisha Inad Avam Ayoklom says, Rambam, even though it doesn't work, L'chashim, incantations are a waste of time, but Hoylu Mesukinu, being that this person's in a state of Sakana, Hitiru, the Chamu Amatrit, Kadesh Leititarf Daitayala. Because everybody believed it worked. So the Mechaber says, even though it doesn't work, but everyone thinks it does. I mean, everyone thinks it does. If you don't give it to him, he's going to think that he's not getting his medicine today, and he knows he's touch and go, and this in and of itself can cause him to die. So there's a psychological piece at play over here, and it's for that reason we allow this person, Kadesh Leititarf Daitayala, we allow him to go ahead. So says the Vilna Gaon, not the halacha of the Mechaber, but on what the Mechaber threw in b'derech agav. The Shulchan Aruch said, "Va'af al pisha in hadavar moyo klod." He said, "L'choshim don't work." Says the Bir Hagra, Harambam. The Makar to this is the Rambam. The Kach Kasa Bepirish Hamishnayis, the Perik Dal Davi Dazara. Avol Kol Abba Machrov. All the Rishonim that followed him, Cholku Olaf. They all disagreed with him. Shari Harbi L'choshim Nemru B'Gemara. Because there's so many incantations that are mentioned in the Gemara. So if the Gemara talks about it, what are you going to tell me? It's not true. For who Nimshach? So why did Rambam say this? So said the Vilna Gaon. It's because the Rambam was influenced Achar philosophy. The Rambam was influenced by the philosophy that he studied. For the Chen Kasav and was because. Because of that, he wrote Shekshafim, Veshemois, Ulachashim, Veshedim, Ukameis, Hakol Husheker. But says the Vilna Gaon, Avok Farhiku Oisan Al Kankadoi. He says, but you have to know that all the Rishonim already, they took on the Rambam with this. Shari Motzinu Harbe Maisiois Begemoro. And he quotes Gemara after Gemara and Pasuk after Pasuk that talk about all these things. And at the end, he says, Rabu Milisaper. There's so many, I can't even talk about them. There's so many. Says the Vilna Gaon. So why the Rambam say this? Ha philosophy Hitzoi, Beroiv, forced the Rambam to be mefarish certain gemaras as being a mashal and not meant to be taken literally. The chas v'shalom said the Vilna Gaon, "Eini ma'amin b'hem." I don't believe what the Rambam said. Loi mehem v'loi mehamoinam ela kol hadvarim em kipshuton ela sheyesh ben pnimiyos. That there's a pnimiyos to everything. Avada there's a pnimiyos. Of course there's a rest to the story. Of course there's a pnimiyos atayr. Loi pnimiyos al balei philosophim shehim chitzoniyos ela pnimiyos al balei ha'emes. This is the Vilna Gaon. Koyin in Siv Katan Yud Gimel on this Mechaber, which essentially is the Lashon HaRambam in Yerudei Yisim and Kuf Ayin Tes. Either way, the Rambam has a whole list: Kshafim, Shemus, Lachashim, Shedim, Kris. Hakoyin Ushakid. The Rambam didn't believe in any of those things. He didn't think that those things really worked. None of the Rishonim agreed with him. Beroshim, the Ramban, Tiyodua. But the Rambam himself didn't think that any of this worked. So at first glance, it would seem very convenient to say this is the Rambam Lashitasai, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, the Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis, who says that it's not okay for a person to be over an Issa Torah, even for a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana, if the Rafu is going to come, but Oifen Tzibuli, it's because the Rambam doesn't believe in Dvarim Skulian. It's because the Rambam didn't believe in this. So the Rambam probably didn't believe in the liver of a dog, and if the Rambam didn't believe in all these things, then come over, and this is an Iker Zachrei of Vidoheu. But it's all the Rambam Lashitasai, Lamay Nafkamina. Am I nafkumina if it's the Rambam Lashitasai? I think there's a tremendous nafkumina if it's the Rambam Lashitasai. Because we don't paskin like this Rambam. This is not a Rambam that we paskin like. There's a tshuva in the Minchas Olas. We spoke at this tshuva once. We spent two rate bites on this tshuva. It's an incredible tshuva. Afoichba the kulaba. In Shailas the tshuva is Minchas Olas, Chelik Bey Simen Ayin Vav. And one of the things the Minchas Olas talks about in this tshuva is the Rambam Shita. And he was trying to be Matur and Aguna and based on the Rambam Shita. But he came out at the end. He said, I have one problem. We don't paskin like the Rambam. And he says a very, very sharp. He says that we don't go like this. V'divri Chazal Heim Emes Lamit. And nobody went like this Rambam. So if nobody went like this Rambam, meaning we don't pass like this Rambam. If this Rambam in the end of Masechtas Yuma is just Lashitasai because he didn't believe in Dvarim Skulian, and the reason he said that Pshan and the Chacham who argued with Ramasim and Chorish is it's not because it works or doesn't. He didn't get involved in statistics. He says because if it's not Bederech HaTeva, then this is not something that is on my radar. It's something you can be Machal Shabbos for. It's not something you can be Oyver Nisadai Raisa for. Rashi argued because Rashi held like all the other Rishonim. Rambam's law, the Goyim's law is Kfar Hiku Oysan Al Kadkadai. Everybody disagreed with him. So Rashi is included in those that were Hiku Oysan Al Kadkadai. So it's the Rambam Lashitasi and it's Rashi Lashitasi. But if that's the case, we wouldn't paskin like this Rambam. If that's the case, we wouldn't paskin like this Rambam. And Lamaisa, we do paskin like this Rambam. Because it's going to be hard to find a Rav and a Paisik who would be matter someone to go and do a Dover Seguli on Shabbos, even for a Chayla Sheyesh Basakana. Or to get a Chayla Sheyesh Basakana to violate some other Issa Torah. If it's Bederech Skuli, it's not Bederech Tivi. So if this whole Rambam, the Tzemach Tzedek, there's a Rambam and there's a Rashi, everybody brought this. All the Gedolei HaPoskim, whenever they were faced with a situation like this, they ran to that Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos. If that's the case, and that Rambam is merely Lishitasai, which seems so obvious at first glance, then how are we going like the Rambam there and ignoring all the other places in the Yad Chazak, all the other nafkaminas where it may or may not come out, this Rambam Shita? So Lachurid, it would seem then, just from the psak of the Moirei Hara throughout the ages, that they understood that Rambam in Yuma Perik Ches in Pirush HaMishnayos by the Kelev Shaita was not Lishitasai. It didn't fall into the Rambams that the Vilna Gaon was talking about in Yoridei Kuf Ayin Tes. And it's for that reason, even though we don't paskin like all those Rambams, but at the same time, we could be, we do paskin like that Rambam, and if we paskin like that Rambam, so it would come out the halacha is that we're not Michal Shabbos for a Dover Seguli. One of the most notable Shitas of the Rambam, a Chiddush LaHalacha, that's rooted in the fact that the Rambam believed that Kshafim and Shemois and Lachashim and Shedim and Kameyos, etc., 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 Hakoil Hu Sheker, and is the Rambam as it relates to the halacha of Katlanas. So we're familiar with the Katlanas. Machlek is Rebbe, Rav Shimon Gamliel, if a woman becomes a Katlanas after two or three, what? A woman that buries two husbands, loyaleno. According to Rebbe, she's becheskas, that she can't live with a husband that's going to stay alive. And just like a shor that shtoises two or three times becomes a shor amud, a woman that buries two husbands gets a din of a katlanis, and halacha, she's not allowed to get married again. Rav Shimon Gamliel argues, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that if a woman buries two husbands, she's still allowed to get married. A third time at that point, she's not allowed to get married. The machlekes Rebbe Shimon Gamliel is lashita sayu. Rebbe holds a chazaka. A chazaka is established when something happens twice. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds a pattern. A chazaka is established when something happens three times. There's a major machlekes rishonim as relates to the basic halacha of a katlanas. What happens if a katlanas gets married? What if she gets married? She gets edim and a masada kedushin, and when no one's looking, she gets married. Is she allowed to stay married, or is she not allowed to stay married? The Rosh said that a katlanis that gets married is not allowed to stay married, and he said it's a kal v'chomer. He said, why? He said, what happens if someone marries a woman that he's not allowed to marry? Someone marries a chayve lavin, a mamzeres. So of course, you're not allowed to get married. And if you get married, then unfortunately, you're going to have to terminate the marriage. Because you're not allowed to be married. So if you're not allowed to be married, it doesn't matter that you got married already. Of course, there'd be no choice but to force the man to divorce his wife. So said the Rosh, if that's true when it comes to a simple isser, such as mamzer, certainly it would be true as it relates to katlonis. Because katlonis is not just a question of isser v'heter. It's a question of sakana. Because we're concerned for this person's life. We're concerned that something might happen to him. We're concerned that she established a pattern that she kills her husbands. Nebuch, that the husband's not going to be able to live with her. So if that's the case, said the Rosh, if chamira sakanta meisura, that's the rule, that even though we rely on kulais when it comes to iser, we rely on sfafik and sveksfik and chazaka and raif, but when it comes to sakana, it's more chamar. A lot of these kulais we don't rely on. So certainly if the halach is that you're not allowed to get married, then if you get married, you would have to get divorced. If it's true for an iser v'heter, it certainly would have to be true for a sakana. It would certainly have to be true for a katlanas. But the Rambam argues. The Rambam says no. The halach of katlanas is l'chatchila. L'chatchila, you're not supposed to get married. But b'di'eved, if a man marries a katlanas, the halach is they're allowed to stay married. And the obvious question is, what's going on over here? It's chamira sakanta misur. It's the Rosh's kasha. So what's pshat in the Rambam? The truth is, the Rambam himself was asked this question, and the Rambam responded in a tshuva. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Yisurei Bi'ur quotes the tshuva, and the Rambam responded. It's a little unclear what his response was, but the Chasam Sofer wrote a tshuva, and it's in Evin HaEzer, it's Simen Chav Gimel, and in the Chasam Sofer's tshuva, he explained betuv tam what he believes the Rambam meant in his tshuva. So again, the question was posed to the Rambam, a katlanis is not allowed to get married, b'di'eved, you hold that she's allowed to stay married, doesn't make sense. If a chayvei lavin b'di'eved would have to get divorced, so why is it okay for a katlanis should be more chamer, because chamir is a kante meisur. Says the Rambam, I'll pee the beer, the commentary of the Chasam Sofer, and tshuva's Chasam Sofer, he said as follows, why is it that a katlanis is not allowed to get married? What's the issue of the katlanas? The Gemara says, because we're afraid that maybe this woman has a mazel, and her mazel doesn't allow her to stay married with a man. Mazel garam. We're concerned that it may have something to do with her mazel. The Rambam said that, I don't believe in that. The Rambam says what? There's a mazel issue? He says, how's her mazel going to kill this man? How's it going to happen? It's not going to happen. But the Rambam says at the same time, the Chachamim said, don't marry a katlanas. You know why? Because the Chachamim were afraid that being that people think that if you're married to a katlanas, you can be in trouble, they're going to be worried, they're going to be anxious. And then the anxiety, the worry, the fact that this person is going to always be looking behind the shoulder, that in and of itself can kill him. That in and of itself can cause him to be harmed. So the Rambam said that it's not really an issue. I don't think there's a physical danger. There's a clear and present danger over here. Shchichi Ezeka. Rambam didn't hear any Shchichi Ezeka when it comes to katlanas. But you know what the problem is? It messes with people's minds. And if it gets into your mind that you're in trouble, that you're in danger, that in and of itself could get you into trouble. So the Rambam says, for that reason, the Chachamim said, don't marry a katlanas. But what happens if somebody doesn't care? What happens if somebody got married to a katlanas? He obviously doesn't care. He's not fazed by it. Why would you go over to him and tell him to terminate the marriage? If he doesn't care about it, he has nothing to worry about. So lechatchila, don't get married. Why? Because we're worried. Because people typically worry about things like this. But if you don't care, so obviously you're not worried. If it was a real danger, it doesn't matter if you're worried or not worried. There's a sakana. But being that there really is no sakana, it's all in the person's mind. So if the person's worried about it, it's coming to ask a shayla. Oh, the freak's not shayla, it's trefa. No, that you can't get married because obviously you're worried about it. If you're worried about it, then it's real. But to the extent that you're not worried about it, this is not something you have to... Says the Chasam Sofer, you know what the Hezber in this is? Where did the Rambam get this from? What this whole concept? If you're worried about it, you have to worry about it. But if you're not worried about it, no worries. It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara Masechtas Pesachim. The Gemara was talking about zugois. Now, this is an often misquoted Gemara, because people often quote this Gemara about Ayin Hara. Gemara doesn't say, it's not talking about Ayin Hara. The Gemara is talking about zugois. The Gemara says that anything that a person did in peers was considered to be dangerous. So if someone had 2 glasses of wine, it was considered to be dangerous. How does it come into the end of Masechtas Pesachim, Arvi Pesachim? Because on Bilel Pesach, you drink 4 cups of wine. And the Gemara says it's an even number. You should have to drink an odd number. It should be 3, it should be 5, 7, 9. But well, not an even number. So the Gemara says you have nothing to worry about because Zugos is a mazik, it's a ruach. But Bilel Pesach is Lel Shimur ben Amazikin. And as a result, no worries. That's how it comes into the sugi of Arvi Pesachim. And the Gemara digresses there, and the Gemara gets involved in the whole Gemara about Zugos. The Gemara says, Tachlis, do we have to worry about Zugos or do we not have to worry about Zugos? So the Gemara says,
very simple. Man de kopid, kopdin abadei. If someone's worried about zugos, he needs to worry about zugos. But man de loy kopid, if someone's not worried about zugos, loy kopdin abadei. This is not something he has to worry about. So it says the Chasam Sofer, the Rambam understood katlonis in the same way. Man de kopid, kopdin abadei. Man de loy kopid, loy kopdin abadei. If someone's worried about it, he needs to be worried about it. If someone's not worried about it, it's not something that he has to be worried about. The truth is, the Chasam Sofer in his Sfarim, in different places, talked about this idea of man de kapit kapdin abade, or man de loy kapit loy kapdin abade. Again, the Gemara is talking about something very specific. Zugos. The Chasam Sofer here that we just mentioned in Shailos Teshuvos Eben Ezer, Simichav Gimel, applied it to the Rambam's response. When the Rambam defended his position, he explained his position as it relates to Katlanas. I'll tell you another place where the Chasam Sofer says this, and this is fascinating if you've never heard this. It's in Shailos Teshuvos Chasam Sofer, it's in Yeridaya. It's in Simon Shin Mem Vav. And the tshuva was written to the Chasam Sofer's Groyser Shver, Rab Kiva Eger. So he wrote a letter to Rab Kiva Eger. And it seems like there was a backstory. The backstory was that Rab Kiva Eger sent to Chasam Sofer two shailois in Hilchos Smachos. So the word smachos literally means a simcha, but it's euphemistical. It's Balashan Sagi Nahar. Really, Mesechta Smachos deals with Hilchas Aveilos. So the Rab Kivega sent the Chasam Sofer two Shailos, and the Shailos were Mesechta Smachos. So the Chasam Sofer writes back to Rab Kivega, Yikras Kedushasa Higiyani. I received your holy letter. Ubekari Boy, and when I read the letter, Beis Kushyos Behilchas Smachos, and I saw you ask me two questions in Mesechta Smachos, Nirtati La'achayrai. I was very, very scared. Ki Gavra Kaptonana. Because I'm someone that's a kapid. I'm a kapid, and I see omens, and I think simona milsehi, and I get worried very often when things happen. V'amarti, and I said to myself, hever cherposi asher yogarti ki mishpatecha toivim. I already started being matzdik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said the Chasam Sofer, I knew something was about to happen. V'amlam shkogo yotza milifnei hashalit. Hagodol HaKadosh moir v'chomi agoy. He says it was kishkogo hayoytzi mipi hashalit. Reb Kiveger, my grace is shver. Hagodol HaKadosh. That's what he referred to Shver. He says, as you wrote this letter to me, it was Kishkoga Yoitzi Mipi Hashal, Milifnei Hashal. What happened? V'nasesi Ovel. He said he became an Ovel. Im Koyder Shachoysi Ubo Elai Shmua, I received the letter, Me'imi Hatzadeke Zatzal, that she passed away. So the Chasam Sofer told Reb Kiveger that I read your letter, I was very scared because I'm a Gabra Kapton, I knew something was going to happen. And if the Kachav literally Kishkoga Hayoitzim Milifnei Hashalit HaGodol VaKodesh Moiru V'chomi Agoyin, I immediately heard that my mother passed. He says, and because Chasam Sofer said he was sitting Shiva, so he had no choice during the Shiva, so he was able to learn Masech Tismachos. So he says, Yanti B'divrei Kotshoi V'tmoil Kamti. He says, yesterday I got up, V'nesayrarti Hayoim L'hoshiv, today I'm sitting down. And I'm going to write my tshuva, and he wrote a tshuva. See, this is what the Chasam Sofer tells Reb Kiva Eger. He says, my shver, Reb Kiva Eger, I know that you're a loy kapit. You're not like me. I'm a gavra kapdano. He said, but you're a loy kapit. And because you're a loy kapdina bade, you have nothing to worry about. So you can take my letter and you can read it right away. Yavri yunayolov b'shvua small. You can read it immediately. Oy! He says, if you're a little bit worried, yoniach hadvar ma tishabav shecholiyos b'shabes abol, you know, it's soon going to be tishabav shecholiyos b'shabes. He said, if you go on, this tshuva was written on yoim al, it was Beis Nisan. So it's soon going to be tishabav shecholiyos b'shabes. You could wait then. Vim bein kach Yahafich l'sosin l'simcha in Ken Gam Yivla Moves l'netzach upshita the sulekik paid. So the Chasam Sofer told him Kiveger that he got this letter. He was so worried. You know why? Because he's a gavra kaptano. He says, I don't like learning mesechtes smachos. You know the Velt says over that in Presburg when the Chasam Sofer used to learn certain mesechtes Yevamis Ma'ikaton Chulin. So he used to fast. So I found in the Sefer Zikaron. The Sefer Zikaron is the autobiographical work we referred to it several times in the daf that the Chasam Sofer wrote when Presburg was under siege during the Napoleon Wars. Say he wrote about it. He literally wrote an autobiography. It's fascinating. You can get it in Lashon Kodesh, hard to get, but you can get it. And in English, also hard to get. But the point is the Chasam Sofer in the Sefer Zikaron, he writes that that's man. They start learning Mesechtes Chulin, and he told the yeshiva to fast. He says because that was the minig. We fast before Chulin. We fast before Ma'akot. And everybody takes this from the Chasam Sofer. But I think if you know the rest of the story, the Chasam Sofer he was made on himself ki gavra kaptana. I don't know what that means, but that's what he says. He says he was a gavra kaptana. See, he was a cop. And because he felt he was a kapit kapdina, but he had to be worried. Reb Kiveger says, you don't have to worry. You want to wait till Tisha B'av Shechaliyos B'Shabbos. It's in a few months. But he says, you don't have to. You have nothing to worry about because a kapit is kapdina b'adei. A loy kapit is loy kapdina b'adei. So again, the Gemara says it in Arvei Pesachim regarding Zugos. The Chassam Sofer in Avnei Ezer, Simchav Gimel, related it to the Rambam Shita. He related it to the Rambam Shita as it relates to Katlanis. And here the Chassam Sofer in Shin Mem Vav, in Yerudea, turned this into a Dilei Avelus, Mesach Tesmachis. There's a concept of man de kopit koptinu bahadei, uman de loy kopit loy koptinu bahadei. People quote it by Ayin Har. It's true, the Gemara doesn't say by Ayin Har. But if you know that from the Svarim, you see the Svarim quoted it for other things as well. It certainly relates to that. The point is, I think there's a very positive takeaway from all this. And that is the Rambam had a shita that the Vilna Gaon spoke very, very sharply about. I saw once Rabbi Yashiv in one of his Svarim brings this Bir Hagra. I saw this years ago. And he says, Toich Dvarav, he says that he never found one place in the entire, literally in all the Svarim, all the Biurim that the Vilna Gaon wrote where he spoke sharp about the Rambam. It's the only place he ever found it. This one beer Hagra, the Vilna Gaon, the Erech Yad, the one place he said it. But what's the positive? The positive is that it's as much as the Rambam held that some of these Dvarim Skulian, maybe that, but at the same time, the Rambam held something else. And he felt that something very, very ahead of his times. And that is, there's a mind-body connection and a mind-body relationship. And there's this idea that if a person thinks positively, then he can attract positivity into his life. And if a person's a kopit and he thinks negatively, he can attract negativity into his life. I think the Rambam would have said, Trach gut ved zayn gut. And that's what the Rambam said by Katlonis. If you're asking a shayla, okay, then you're a kopit. Man the kopit, it's an issue. But if you're a loy kopit, I think this is the flip side of the coin to the Rambam. The Rambam is true. On the one hand, the Rambam had a sheet about Dvarim Skulian. But the problem is, there's so many Gemaras, you're going to have to be Meyashin. How are you going to give the Chenetza? You know what the Teretz is? The Teretz is a Dvar Skuli has an unbelievable koyach. It has a koyach to get a person to a point where he has the proper betochin in Hashem. It has the koyach to get a point to a place where he's thinking positively, where he's not so worried. And that in and of itself is a self-fulfilling prophecy. It's a self-fulfilling activity, because when a person thinks positively, it's going to work good. So that this is, I think, the rest of the story. We know the Rambam Shita about Dvarim Skuli, and that Vilna Gaon is maybe the most famous beer I grow in the entire Shulchan Aruch. But at the same time, this is the rest of the story. And the rest of the story is coming from the Chassam Sofer and Avnei Ezer, Simchav Gimel. There's many rayas to this. We could do many raid bites on this, but just as a haschola, as a mafteach to this noise, Netz Hashem, we'll pick this up some other day.